Yes, the pattern is wide open on Squawk 1200. I'm Afterburner Al, along with Paul Prydecker. And looking at the pattern out there at the field, they're coming up from Ripon, joining the downwind for 2-7, and some people here and there are getting to land on 3-6. Looks like there's a fast mover over Lake Winnebago as well. We could be hearing some noise during this next interview.
I actually drove up from Ripon this morning to the parking area, and in a couple of cases, I saw that the car was going faster than some of the aircraft that were on the arrival.
So but we're moving slow here in the studio. John Maxwell, who's the chairman of the Young Eagles program, welcome.
Great to be here. Great to be back.
Thanks, John. So how can I win?
Basically, we've been doing this for how many ever years it's been now?
A long
30
time.
Years, long time. But the easiest way to win, we have three booths out here on the grounds. We have one between the member center and the Ford tent. Out there in the middle, we're right next to the plane raffle. You'll see the actual 2020 Mustang convertible GT parked out there. You can have a look. Stop by our volunteers there at the booth and buy a ticket. And we also have our two locations on the flight line, which are, one is right across the street from the Vintage Barn. It's clearly marked on our buildings down there. And an identical building right next, it will be north of the Brown Arch.
So like any pilot, I always think it's all about me. But really, this raffle is about the Young Eagles program and supporting it.
Correct.
And you guys do so much to inspire, you know, our youth. I never took a Young Eagles ride myself, but I did have a ride in a small airplane when I was 9 years old, and I finally started taking flying lessons when I was 34. But that's an example of what Young Eagles can do, is that you can inspire an individual. You don't necessarily know when it will take hold, but the key is it does take hold for many people.
The biggest thing with me is I didn't have Young Eagles when I was a kid. I had Civil Air Patrol. That sparked my interest. And, of course, we had our volunteer pilots through Civil Air Patrol that we flew with in our training for all of that. And then when I found out about when I started coming here, this is actually my 20th year attending. So when I started coming here, about 4 or 5 years in, I looked for a way to give back, and I stumbled across the raffle. And then I started working with the volunteers who were Young Eagles pilots. And they started telling me of all their stories about all the Young Eagles they've flown, and the spark.
Yeah.
The spark. You can see not everyone gets the spark, but there's a large majority of kids that once they go for that flight, they see that spark and they know that they're hooked on aviation, and they want to know more. They want to learn more. They want to learn about the planes. They want to learn how to fly the planes. So, and those are the stories that I carry with me too, talking with these guys that volunteer selling tickets and trying to raise money.
And I think it's important too that it is pilot focused, but you might also inspire a career in another part of aviation.
Sure.
Which is also important, because every field has some need.
There are quite a few Air Force pilots that admit that their Young Eagles flight was the reason that they steered towards that.
Do I remember some years ago it was the 1 millionth ride?
Correct.
So where are we now?
We are just about 2.4 million rides.
Oh my goodness.
And that's been since 90, what's it been, 96?
92 is
92,
when it started. 2003 92. Was the millionth ride, because it kind of timed it with the 100th anniversary of flight.
Yes.
And all that.
Yep.
But then I've lost track since then, because we pushed so hard for that million, and now we're just pumping along, yeah.
And then the 2 millionth was 6 years ago.
Okay.
When the Harrison Ford gave he took the one Young Eagle up for her flight on the 2 millionth. So and like I said, the program is an awesome program, and I love trying to raise money, obviously, for the program to keep it going. And that's what we're doing out here with the with the Mustang GT convertible, and it's the six speed.
So okay.
It's, and they're and cars are kind of hard to come by right now.
Yeah, it's so. This count doesn't go up without local EAA members giving rides. Walk us through just how one can give a ride either individually or through an event.
Well, the biggest thing is find your local EAA chapter. Most of them will have events where they're on the weekends, and of course we've been missing a lot of them due to we all know why, but. The local chapters will usually put on, it's usually on a weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday, and they'll have a Young Eagles Day where how many of our pilots from the chapter, and they get the kids signed up, and, you know, they just go flying for the day. And that's really the easiest way to find your local chapter, and then that's how you connect with the Young Eagles pilots in the chapter.
John, you touched on it just a little bit. If I'm a parent and I want to arrange for a Young Eagles ride, what should I be thinking about in terms of COVID protection, vaccines? Do you have any special protocols that you're following? Have you changed anything?
Right now, it's a state by state sure. thing, so we have chapters all over. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, the pilots and everybody in the chapters that volunteer for those events and everything, of course, want everybody to be safe.
Of course.
So it's one of those things that whatever they can do, they're doing it.
Yeah, just like we're doing out here
right,
now.
Right, correct.
You bet.
Yep. Because that's the over... Safety is a huge thing in aviation, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah.
Even with what's going on. Yeah. Even with what's going on, safety is paramount at all times.
One of the things I'm kind of driving at is that I just recently started getting re-involved with Young Eagle Flying, and I realized everything's online mostly now, registering, and sometimes, especially these events, you have to sign up for a slot.
Yep.
And what about the pilots? I mean, do they have to create, it's if they're going to do a Young Eagle flight, say, outside of an event, do they have to pilots or the passengers or the Young Eagle pilots still have to sign up online?
Now that is all new, mm-hmm. because they just recently started the online registrations, okay. and everything. And on top of that, I believe the same thing. If you go to your local chapter and see, because everything has to be recorded, obviously.
Okay.
So everything has to be arranged and recorded for that. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's availability as well.
Right.
So
what about pilot requirements? What are in order? Because we always ask our pilots to be safe. You maybe not have flown an airplane for 30 days, and then you want to go fly some kids. You know, one thing is maybe make sure you're current and,
yes.
and you're practiced. But what are there any other trainings that the pilots have to sign up for through the Young Eagle program?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You have to get registered with the program in order to fly. There are the background checks now.
Okay.
And you have to be fingerprinted now. So they put that into place. I believe that's been 4 years ago now that they started instituting that with the background checks and the fingerprinting and all that, because anytime you're dealing with youth activities as a volunteer or whatever, now you have to be vetted.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the inspirational side, and that is the kid comes back with their Young Eagle grin, and so now how do we retain them? What are some of the programs or initiatives are set up within the Young Eagle program to retain them and get them moving forward?
Well, right now, well, of course, in the past decade or so, the Young Eagles program, as long as EAA, has instituted the scholarships and the camps. Up here for the kids, high school age kids, they come up and they get the scholarships, and it's like it's not just you take a ride and you're done, you know, it's follow through, and there's a ton of youth activities in EAA alone besides the Young Eagles program. Right. So it is one of those things. It is like a starter where.
But you get like a, I think you get like a student membership.
Yeah,
you
student get, membership.
You get that Sporty's Ground School.
There's a ton of benefits that come with it, and of course you have this great network up here to come to every year, and learn everything you can.
And just to be clear, for the I'm back to the raffle now. Can you get a ticket online, or we need to be physically at your booth?
You need to physically come down here. And I forgot to mention, we are selling tickets at the museum and the gift shop as well. So if you just want to stop and get a ticket at the museum. But you have to physically get it on the grounds here this week. We can only sell tickets in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we give the car away on Sunday at 3 o'clock out there in front of the member center. So
I should hurry.
Yes, 1,500 tickets. We want to sell it out because of we're back, we're happy, and I hope everybody helps keep the Young Eagles program continuing.
Do you have time to see some other things out while you're doing this?
I make time.
Good for you.
Warbirds.
Yeah, good for you.
Is there a lot of Chapter 22 people there selling raffle tickets?
We have a bunch of chapters.
That's my old chapter, and I know that was one of their big things that we did every year was to staff that. So
yes.
I was curious about it. I also heard that in addition to buying a ticket, if you help polish the car, it increases your chances. John
Possibly.
Maxwell, Chairman of Young Eagles Program, thank you very much. You're listening to EAA Radio.